Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 26, 2013. Israeli troops kill three Palestinians in Ramallah and demolish homes in occupied East Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers killed on Monday at dawn three Palestinian civilians during an attack targeting Qalandia refugee camp located between Ramallah and Jerusalem City's central West Bank. Witnesses said that Israeli troops in civilian clothing conducted an early morning raid on the home of 23-year-old Yusuf Al-Khatib. He was freed last year from Israeli military detention after serving 8 years. When neighbors and residents got word of the raid, they began protesting. Some threw rocks at Israeli tanks. Israeli soldiers fired live rounds, killing three and wounding 15 others. Palestinian medical sources identified those killed as Robin Ziyad, Jihad Aslan, and Yunis Jahjouh. Jahjouh was released from army detention as part of the Shalit prisoner swap deal between Palestinian resistance groups in Gaza and Israel. The Palestinian Authority condemned the attack and called off ongoing peace negotiations scheduled for Monday. The talks were jump-started last month by the U.S. administration. In other news, a number of Israeli extremists wrote racist graffiti on a wall of a local Palestinian home in Al-Khan Market area in the Old City in occupied East Jerusalem. The settlers wrote price tag and other racist graffiti and tried to escape, but the Israeli police managed to apprehend them. The police said that the six assailants have been caught carrying paint containers. In related news, bulldozers of the Israeli Jerusalem City Council demolished on Monday a garage and a chicken farm in Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem. The Jerusalem City Council claimed that the constructions were not licensed. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 26 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Shamus Lone White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.